Hello and welcome to Life in Brown. I'm Butterayo. You've probably come across this phrase, I do not dream of labour. And since coming across this sound on TikTok and Instagram, I've been thinking about what is it that I look for when it comes to work. I definitely don't want to work in a job where I'm underpaid, overworked and underappreciated. But it's made me think a lot about what we look for in work, and particularly from a Gen Z perspective, because although I'm a millennial, I'm nearly 29. I decided to get my brother on the podcast, my brother Kurudi. He's 22 and he's going to talk about his work experience and what he looks for in work, because right now he's in his final year of university and he's currently applying for jobs. So I wanted to ask him what he looks for in work, and I also share a little bit as well about what I look for, and then we talk about whether we need to be passionate about jobs. Is passion necessary or is it not? So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Kurudi. I wanted us to start with, like, you're in your final year of university, but between your second and your third year, you decided to do a placement. So for you, what was it that made you want to do a placement?
I think the first thing was, it was compulsory for my degree. I go to Aston University, and for certain degrees at the university, you have to take a work placement or a study abroad program or something. And I just felt like work placement was a better avenue for me than, like, I would study abroad would have been nice and interesting, but work placement would have been, it's just a way for you to understand what you're going to get into after university and, like, experience the real world and obviously make some money as well. So work placement was, I think, even if it wasn't compulsory, it's still something I would have tried to do in my third year of university. So yeah, aside from it being compulsory from the university, it was just an experience for me to understand what the work life was going to be like once I finish university, and so that I'm not, like, shocked after uni. So yeah.
Well, when it was compulsory, but when you were applying, what kind of things were important to you in terms of the type of roles you were applying to?
I was first looking at, like, jobs that were close to my subject degree, so, like, economics, so, like, maybe, like, finance, consultancy, business, or, like, just things that are quite similar to, like, the financial sector in general. And then another factor was maybe, like, location. Like, I would apply to, like, major cities or, like, places where I knew if I went there, at least I would be comfortable, like, maybe, like, London, Birmingham, Bristol, or, like, Manchester, things like that. So, or, like, places where, like, the financial hubs, basically, of where there were loads of jobs. I wouldn't apply to, like, I don't know, just, like, a small town or something, and things like that. So, location, the type of job, and, yeah, I think those are the two main things, to be honest, because money doesn't really come into it, because when you're applying, you don't really see the salary, like, for placements, they don't show the salaries until maybe when you get the job. You have an idea because you can check, like, on Glassdoor and things like that, but they're never really accurate, so you don't really know. You just apply, you just want to get a placement. So that's the major thing.
So now you applied, and I know you went on to work at one of the big four in audit. So, but then after you did that for a year, you said that you didn't want to do audit anymore. What was it about working in audit that made you say, you know, this isn't for me?
I think the work was just really repetitive. Like, I mean, it's probably the same in most industries. Like, when you're, like, the bottom of the barrel, like, when you're the first step in every organization, you're kind of doing, like, kind of, like, the same thing over and over again, or, like, the grunt work and things like that. So I feel that's the work being repetitive, and, like, we had to do the exams, the ACA, Chartered Accountant exams, along with this. I think we had, like, 5 in our first, like, 8 weeks or something. So, like, I didn't actually do any proper, like, client work till November. And that's when we were starting to get into the busy season. So, like, I was going into the busy season without having much, like, work experience in the sector. So, just the type of work that I was doing, like I enjoyed like the teams because audits is there's a lot of people doing audits. So and the first client I was on, we had like there's like 14 of us in the team or something. So like that aspect of it is good because there's other people that you can like learn from. And you're working with so many different people. You're sure to get along with like a lot of them. So in that aspect, audits was nice. But I think the type of work I was doing, and I think most people will say the same, like the kind of work that we do is not really interesting. So yeah, I think, yeah, that's probably one of the major reasons why I don't want to go back to audits.
Okay, so now that so that means doing a placement was good for you, because if you hadn't done it, then you wouldn't have known, like, you could have been applying for audit jobs now in your final year, not knowing that you're actually going to hit it when you start.
Exactly.
So it was a good thing. So for you, give me like your experience. If you were talking to somebody that's, let's say, applying for placements now, what would you say to them?
To be honest, for placements, the most important thing is just to try anything, really, because it may seem like you might not like that thing, but you never know. Everybody's experience is different. Just because maybe a lot of people don't like something doesn't mean you won't like it. Like, there's a few people that liked audit at work, and some people are just like, yeah, this is not for them, that they just, once they get their qualification, they'll try and move into a different sector or something. So I think for most people applying to placement, because placements are very hard to get. Like, I remember when I was struggling to get my name, it's just hard. So sometimes you're just like, you know, it's whatever comes, you just take. So that's why I'll just say, like, obviously you do your research and things like that, and maybe what you feel like you're more aligned to. But the thing is, most of the time, most people don't really have any experience before that. So applying to like any, just apply across the board, really. And once you get there, you see the experience, you speak to other people in that profession. Maybe they've had experience in another industry. They can actually tell you, oh, like your skills are more suited to this industry. So when you're applying for your graduate job or something, once you're done with university anyways, you know, okay, this is where my strong point is at, what I'm going to be looking to get into after. So I think when you're applying to placement, I think the most important thing is just to be open-minded, and just because it's very hard anyway. So the most important thing is you get something, and that experience is what matters, really.
I think what you said is valuable, because just because you didn't like what, if I was listening to this, I'd be like, just because you didn't like it doesn't mean I wouldn't like it. So like, still be open-minded.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of people that still enjoy it. Well, it's just not for me.
Okay, you said it's not for you. So right now, what would you say you're looking, what do you think is important to you as you're, or for you, as you're applying for graduate jobs at the moment? Because I know you're applying.
For me, I would say, so the type of job, maybe like how the job operates. So like, aside from the subject of the job, maybe like I wouldn't go into marketing because I don't think that's suited to my skills entirely. Like, I could be good at the job, but I don't think, maybe it might bring a different part of me out, but like, I'm not sure marketing would be exactly for me. But like, so the type of job, maybe how the job works. So like, how often, maybe if you're client facing, or maybe typically how many people are in a team, because I kind of enjoy working in a team. It makes things more interesting. Like, you're going to work every day, you know that it's not just you in that scenario. So like, you can relate and bounce ideas of other people. So like, working in a team. Another thing that is coming up now that people are, I think maybe the flexibility around work. So like, how often you have to go into the office or things like that. Like, if you have to go into 5 days a week, that's something that you have to consider quite a bit. And yeah, so I think flexibility, the type of work it is, and location again. I would just want to work in just any place just because I got a job there. I think that's something that needs to be factored in, because outside of work, you kind of need to have a life that would help you, just in case, like, sometimes work can get really stressful. So you need to live somewhere that you can at least relax and enjoy yourself,
like have your social life. So
exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know something, because a lot of people, like on social media, you see like a lot of like Gen Z soft life. So would you say, like, for you, another part that you haven't mentioned is being in a job that can, you can enjoy your life. Well, you kind of said something along those lines, like afford your lifestyle. Is that something that's important to you?
Oh, I mean, the thing with me is, when it comes to, obviously, everybody wants money, but like, and when you're starting a graduate role, like there's certain jobs that you're like, okay, when you look at a job, you maybe need to analyze, oh, is what they're paying me really worth it? Like for the kind of role I'm going to be doing, maybe the number of hours that you're, because like, for example, when I'm applying to financial sector jobs, I know this is not a 9 to 5, like more often than not, you're not going to be working 9 to 5. You're going to be working maybe till 7 p.m., maybe starting at 8:30 sometimes. So you look at the money, you look at maybe like the free time you have, because as much as some jobs are paying you good money, if you don't really have time to like spend the money or enjoy the money, it's like, what's really the point and things like that. So I think affording your lifestyle, going back to the question about affording the lifestyle that you're living, I think for me, my lifestyle would always be based on my income. So it wouldn't just be like, oh, I have this idea of a lifestyle I want to live. Because if that was the case, like the amount of money that you're getting as a graduate would never fulfill, like, kind of, because lifestyle I want to live. I want to be going on holidays, buy whatever I want, but it's just not possible. So I feel like the income I generate would direct the kind of lifestyle I'm living. So I think, yeah, the income I generate would direct the kind of lifestyle I'm living.
Yeah, basically. I think what you said is valid. Like, you live according, it was, I think, cut your coat according to your cloth.
Or, to your, yeah. To, yeah, you just live according to your, whatever your earnings are.
Okay, that's, so passion part of what you're looking for as well. Like, do you think passion is important? Do you think you need to be passionate about your job?
Yeah. I think passionate to an extent, because not everybody's going to get their dream job. Like, my dream job, if they just said you can do whatever you want, would definitely be to play football, but that's just not going to happen. So I have to be realistic. A lot of people don't actually like their jobs. Like, you do it because you work to live, or you live to work, or that saying. So I think I wouldn't say you have to be passionate about it, but you have to kind of like at least enjoy certain aspects of it, because being passionate is quite extreme. Being passionate is, it's like, this, you really, like, that's very difficult. You're not really going to find people that are extremely passionate about their job. There's always like an ulterior motive. Maybe like they just want to get to the top quickly so that they can have money, or just so they can be like the MD of somewhere, or the CEO and things like that. Not necessarily because they passionate about the kind of work they're doing. So I think passion can come into it. For me, passion is not that big of a deal for me when I'm applying to jobs. It's more like, okay, this is something that's suited to my skill set, something I wouldn't mind doing, basically. And yeah, I think that's like the major thing when I'm applying to jobs now.
I think I'm the same. When I was like in my final year of university, I was like, oh, I need to find a job that I'm interested in, that I have a passion for. But now, I think my view has changed in that I'll look at, if I have some interest and I feel like my skills kind of align and it's something that I can see myself doing, I would apply, I'll go for it. But I think going back, you know, you said something about marketing. I actually find it interesting that you said you don't think it's, because you don't think it's suited to your skills or your interest, because all the like student ambassador work that you did for one of the big four is marketing. You're literally just marketing their roles.
That's true.
So you need to like put it, if you, in your applications, you need to remember that you actually have marketing skills, because you were promoting all of their roles and opportunities on social media.
No, I didn't actually think about that, because that's actually true, to be honest. Because I was watching your finance guru's Instagram story the other day, and she was saying how someone in her team commended her on one of her skills, which is like people or managerial skills or something like that. And like, she had never noticed that about herself because she focuses so much on her like weaknesses. That's sometimes it just takes someone else pointing out a skill that you actually have. So like, I didn't actually think about it, that that's actually a marketing skill. So that's true, to be honest. I just always thought like marketing was suited to like, I don't know. I just thought, because I feel like I'm a more reserved person. So I feel like marketing is just for someone that's like more more of an extrovert than I am. But I guess sometimes some things just bring something out of you. So yeah, something I'm looking to. Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to pursue a role. It's just to remember that you have this.
Yeah, it's just something you can highlight. Yeah. And like in interviews and things like that.
Thank you very much for listening to my conversation with Kuride. Let me know what's important to you while you're applying for roles. You can message me on Instagram at lifeinbrown_, or you can send me an email at lifeinbrownpod@gmail.com. I really want to hear your perspective. What's important to you? What do you look for when you're applying for jobs? Also, don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you're listening, be it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you so much for listening and speak to you on the next one.
Say bye.
Bye.
Ma.
Ma.